And during the NBA Finals, we've seen the previews and the promotion for a big television event that starts this Saturday on ABC, five-part series, O.J. Made in America. And it's created a lot of buzz, and here to talk about it with us is the man who directed the film, Emmy Award winner, Ezra Edelman, who joins us on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and we're really looking forward to your film that we'll get to see starting on Saturday. And
Saturday night. Yep.
Yeah, and everything we've read about it, it's not, I guess, and there has been a number of either docudramas or documentaries made about the O.J. case, but obviously almost 8 hours in length. This goes into great detail of not only the case, but really the background behind the case, Los Angeles at the time, and I guess the life of O.J. leading up to this moment.
That's right. I mean, there's 3 hours of the film before you even get to the murders in 1994. And so it really is chronicling O.J.'s rise as a football star and as a celebrity, his sort of, his moving through the world from a kid growing up in the projects in San Francisco to living in, a huge palatial home in Brentwood, playing at golf at country clubs every day. But it's also a look at the other Los Angeles, far from where O.J. lived, and the story of the black community there, and their relationship with the LAPD, and the fraught relationship. And it's sort of it's telling a story on those two tracks, because those are two tracks that sort of slammed together during the trial. And so I think that, telling the story this way allows people to emotionally connect with the journey and to help understand what happened during the trial in a way that I'm not so sure a lot of people in America quite get it.
You mentioned that it was 8 hours worth. It's going to be aired in five parts on ABC and ESPN. As you're putting together something of that length, did anything, or maybe two or three things, jump out at you that you learned that maybe you didn't know about the whole O.J. story going in?
I mean, I'm sure there was 100 things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty hard for me at this point to separate what I knew or didn't know. But it's safe to say that, considering how comprehensive the doc is, I learned a ton. And through every interview, just engaging with people's stories and people's experiences, I got a whole new picture. And even for me, even if I understood or thought I understood sort of, certain things intellectually about why O.J. was tried the way he was tried, why he was defended the way he was defended, why the result was the way it was, I really needed personally to go deeper into that history to feel it even more. And so, yeah, and there are revelations all over the place, but not that I want to spoil.
Did you watch The People versus O.J. Simpson on FX?
I did not. I have not seen any of it. Heard it was good.
Yeah, it really was good. And it just, as we talked about it here on the show, it took us back to just that time of the trial. And if you weren't familiar with it, it almost does read like fiction, doesn't it, with everything that happened?
Oh, I mean, look, this whole story is stranger than fiction. I mean, it's weird. And like when you point not only the story of O.J. himself, but when you sort of then look at the way that people, it's like here's a guy who, distanced himself from the black community, who tried to sort of promote an image that was, palatable to white people specifically as a way of becoming more famous. And then he stands accused of murdering two people in 1994, and this community that he had, if not, rejected, sort of comes to his defense. And really sort of it was this history and this sort of fraught relationship and all the stuff that they had endured, over the course of decades in Los Angeles that really sort of galvanized support and spurred him in my mind to an acquittal. And so like this is a story that you couldn't make up. I mean, it is great fiction, but it happens to be truth.
This is Ezra Edelman. He is the director of O.J. Made in America, five-part documentary. It starts Saturday night, 8 o'clock our time on ABC Channel 8. So there have been a couple of O.J. stories in the news in the last week. One, the theory that's been around for a while, but the thought, and I believe another documentary is going to explore this, that it was actually his son that committed the murders and that O.J. is covering for him. And then there was also the story that a friend of O.J. this week said he believes that O.J. is weighed down by the weight and the guilt, and that he is, before he passes away, he's going to admit to the murders. Is there anything to either of those?
Well, the second one, I mean, look, Ron Shipp, who said that, he said that at our premiere last week in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Ron has, I mean, Ron's a lovely guy, and Ron in many ways is the heart of the film, but that's, and that's Ron's opinion. I have no idea. Just like I have my opinion, I don't think he'll ever admit to the murders, but, and Ron knew OJ and I didn't. Having said that, Ron's also hasn't seen him in 20 years. So I don't know that he's going, you know, he has any privileged information. But it's just one guy's opinion. As for the other one, you know, whatever, you know, that's someone's theory. I don't know that I subscribe to that theory, but you know, it's not something that I think is important one way or the other. That's not what the film's about. And so, you know, there's always going to be people who have theories about what happened that night, and there's no videotape. We'll never know. But you know, there were five blood drops that were a DNA match of OJ walking away from the crime scene. So, you know, take what you will.
Yeah. Well, I bet, too, maybe once people found out you were making this, did you get a lot of solicitation from, hey, I know the real story, and things like that, and people trying to give you information?
No, I got a lot of, I have no interest in talking to you.
Oh, really?
That's what I got. So, oh, sure, no one wants to talk about this. And so certainly the people that I wanted to talk to, maybe there were solicitations from people I wasn't interested in talking to.
Yeah.
But you know, frankly, not as many of those cockamamie calls and theories as you would think. And so, you know, some people have their opinions about what happened that, you know, deviate from what many people believe happened, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. And by the way, this film is not about, again, it's not a referendum on his guilt or innocence.
Right.
That's not the point of this whole thing. And so it doesn't matter what I think one way or the other. You know, we go through who OJ was as a man. We go through the history and the sociological factors that played into his acquittal and the reaction to his acquittal. But, you know, trying to sort of further parse an episode that has been picked over and picked over and picked over was just nothing that I was that interested in.
I think this is the biggest fall from grace in American sports history.
Yeah. I think that's safe to say. I mean, when you think of, I don't even know who would be on the same list, because the people you immediately that come to mind when you think of that, it's like who had falls from grace? Pete Rose? He bet on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't accused of killing anybody.
Right.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was, you know, it's like, okay, like I don't know who is even in the same conversation. So you, I don't know. Tell me. It's funny because I don't even think it's like funny when you think about this. I'm like, oh no, it's not even close.
Yeah.
A guy who is O.J. Simpson, I don't know how old you guys are, but O.J. Simpson was it. He was, you know, he was the most famous guy in America, arguably in the mid 70s. He was the greatest football player in our country. Who became this huge celebrity, you know, running through the airports and Hertz commercials, being in movies. He's a Hollywood star. He had everything. And so, yes, that he ended up standing accused of murdering his wife in 1994 and now finds himself in a prison in Nevada as part of a 33-year sentence where he might die, you know, he might die in jail. I mean, yeah, it's safe to say that no one's had a more precipitous fall.
Yeah, he was right in our wheelhouse. We grew up in the 70s, so yeah, he was definitely right there for us. And, you know, about the length of, I guess, officially 7 hours, 43 minutes when you set out to make it. And by the way, you've done some amazing work. That Magic and Bird film for HBO was awesome, and so was the Dodgers, The Ghost of Flatbush. But when you set out making this, did you think, man, there's no way I can do this as a 2-hour documentary? Or did it just start building and you thought, okay, this needs to be a 5-part series?
Well, it actually started off in concept as a 5-hour documentary. And so we started there. I would not have said yes to this if it were 2 hours, because then there would have been an expectation that I still have to discuss the trial. and it would have ended up being the same regurgitation of those events, which I wasn't interested in. And so because of having been given this canvas that was larger, it gave me sort of license to go back in time and really tell a story that I was more interested in, which was everything that came before, both with OJ, but in LA. And so, yes, then when I started it, it just ballooned. But yeah, the fact is it started off as a deep dive into this story that was already going to be bigger than what had been done before.
And an examination, too, of what he's done since, right?
Absolutely. No, the whole last part of the film, the fifth part of the film, is all about what happened to OJ after the acquittal.
Yeah.
And how he ended up in jail today. So it's comprehensive.
Well, we've heard great things about it. Can't wait to see it starting on Saturday night. OJ Made in America. We appreciate the time this morning, Ezra. Hope it goes well for you.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate
all right, we'll
it.
See you. That's Ezra Edelman, the director of OJ Made in America. Starts Saturday night on ABC, I believe 8 o'clock our time. Is that right? Yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Three.
All right, it's 9:08. What's the matter?
Just suddenly lost interest in watching that documentary.
Why? Because it's so doggone long?
No.
Craig didn't like Ezra.
Oh, man.
He was a little...
Everybody thinks it was Gordo doing a cocky guy bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't get that at all.
Really?
I don't have an opinion on that. But why don't you tell me?
All right, what's next in the corner?
I can't believe you didn't pick up on that,
wow.
Giorgio. You were always rabbit ear antenna for arrogance.
Yeah, I definitely, maybe a little bit of cockiness.
I mean, we're doing him a favor, right? Promoting his documentary.
Right. He's a little put out by us asking
maybe
questions.
Help us out just a little bit.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Oh, one of the greatest love stories I've ever heard. Next.